So we're talking about Wife Swap in America, and they do have amazing people on it from time to time. Quite extreme.
Yeah.
And they've recently had this girl on it, and I think you will really, really warm to her.
Okay.
Here's the details.
In upstate New York, Karen Gustafaro's home is a shrine to her beautiful, shiny, sparkly, and popular 15-year-old daughter, the Princess of Pageantry.
That's right, it's the Princess of Pageantry, and her name is Alicia. She does all those beauty pageants that they're kind of obsessed with in America.
Oh, God.
But you'll be pleased to hear, she's not like a stereotypical model.
Oh, really? Okay. No.
Welcome to the stage, Alicia.
If I had one wish, it'd be world peace. That might sound a little corny, but it is the truth.
Yeah, she wants world peace. Now, you know those pageants? They have really small kids competing against each other, don't they? Since they're really, really young.
Wrong.
And her mum has been putting her on the stage for years.
Pageants for Alicia has started when she was 11 months old. Doing local pageants, and for the past 6-7 years, doing national pageants.
11 months old, she started doing pageants.
11 months.
But at least it hasn't made Alicia in any way kind of shallow.
I don't care what other people say, appearance is everything in this world.
Yeah, appearance is everything, Chappers.
That's the only thing that matters.
Yeah. And this is the best bit.
I do feel sorry for people that are not gorgeous people.
That's nice, isn't it?
I'm thinking that she ain't going to be all that.
No?
No, I think she's going to be a bit ugly herself.
Mm. What do you think of her so far?
I don't know if I can really say on air.
If you don't have the best clothes, the best hair and makeup, and the best tan, you're not going to win the pageant.
Right.
Yeah, I find it utterly repulsive at the moment.
However, that is my guide to life.
If you don't have the best clothes, the best hair and makeup, and the best tan, you're not going to win the pageant.
I see where she's coming from.
Yeah, she hasn't mentioned shiny white teeth.
No.
Otherwise, you could be good mates.
Now, I don't really know where she is getting all this from. Maybe her dad.
You don't have to be beautiful to do well in life, but it sure helps.
Now, her dad runs his own business, okay? Would you like to hear his philosophy for hiring people?
Go on, then.
I'd rather interview a pretty girl dressed to the nines than a girl that comes in, I'm here for the interview, I'm smart.
Right, so he'd rather have pretty people than smart people.
Oh, thank God the BBC doesn't follow that rule.
I know. And here's Alicia's mum.
The biggest benefit for having our own business is we have the freedom to live around Alicia's schedule.
So they live around Alicia's busy schedule, which isn't that busy at all. Alicia is the most spoiled girl in the world ever.
Alicia likes to be waited on hand and foot. In the morning, I make Alicia's breakfast.
Oh, you don't like it?
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That was not your best cereal.
Now, how can you ruin cereal?
That's impossible to.
Surely you just get it, put the milk on. Maybe, you can't really ruin it.
Well, unless you left the Weetabix in the milk too long. And then they go very soggy, don't they?
Now, listen, would you let your daughter get away with this?
We never say no to Alicia.
Pick me up at school early. Don't be late. I hate when you're late. Alicia wants, Alicia gets.
Unbelievable.
This is astonishing.
And she gets a new present every single day.
Anthony, where are my keys?
Alicia Gustafaro is stepping into her very own brand new 2008 Chevy Tahoe. A New Year's gift from her parents. The new wheels are an expensive gift, but Karen and Ralph believe in giving their daughter something every day.
That's right, they give her a present every single day of the year.
I might start a hate website for this whole family.
Let me know what you think of Alicia on 81199.
What did you buy me today, Mama?
We keep a Christmas tree year-round, because every day is Christmas for our daughter.
Oh, that's so cute.
Because she's just such a pleasurable child and deserves it.
She deserves
it. What an obnoxious brat.
She deserves it. Also, if you've just had a baby recently, you might want to hear Alicia's mum's guide to parenting.
And I feel the way to Alicia's happiness. Give her everything she wants. Don't give her any rules. Why upset her?
That's right. Why upset her? Just give her everything she wants.
I go the other way. Upset them quite a lot. Lots of rules and then they'll learn.
However, here is Alicia. As her mum said, why upset her? She doesn't sound upset.
I am choreless. I feel it is physical labor and it would suck if I had to do them.
And this is the most amazing bit. Alicia's mum does her homework for her.
So is it almost done?
Yeah, just about. I do all Alicia's projects, because she doesn't have time with her busy schedule.
This is a project that I made for Alicia, and she got 100+ on this.
Keep up the good work.
I assume Alicia's too stupid to do her own projects. Is that the problem?
No, it's a chore, and that would suck.
Right.
I'm choreless. Would you like to know what her nickname is?
Millsy?
No. You're so horrible.
In school, my nickname is Blondie. I don't know where it comes from. Just joking, my hair.
Thanks for pointing that out for us.
I want to hear that again.
In school, my nickname is Blondie. I don't know where it comes from. Just joking, my hair.
Just joking, my hair.
You know you asked for a reaction on the text.
Yeah.
At the moment, you can't read any single one of them out.
Right, okay, I thought that might be the case. Yeah. They swapped with a religious family on this episode of Why Swap. They didn't really get on at all.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
I can't believe that. Nobody, not one person, is in favour of Alicia at all.
I think it's quite good for everybody to let their anger out once in a while. I think you've done that everybody listening a service.
There's not one person that said, oh, I think Alicia's amazing, she's a role model, I think she sounds great, her mum is right with her parenting skills. Not one person has said that. And you're right, I can't read any of them out.
Not one.
Some people are going, that can't be a real person. I'm afraid it is.
In school, my nickname is Blondie. I don't know where it comes from. Just joking, my hair.
She's going to get a real shock when she goes to university, isn't she? Because she's going to be one of those people that can't do anything when she gets there. University finds these people out.
It does, yeah.
What do I do with these beans? Like, they're baked beans? She'll be looking on the loaf of bread for instructions, won't she?
I also think you're setting your size a little bit high if you think she's going to go to university.
Tomorrow from 6:30, wake up to Chris Boyle.